Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
Thanks for listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday, 3 to 5 Eastern, 12 to 2 Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Boom! What up, America? Doug Gottlieb Show. Fox Sports Radio. Coming to you from the TireRack.com studios, TireRack.com, wherever you get there. Unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, over 10,000 recommended installers, TireRack.com. It's the way tire buying should be. Hope you're doing well. Welcome in. There's a really important thing if you're going to do this job. Okay? And when you do this job, and I love my job. You know, you have different things, you know, when you're like getting ready to sign like a contract extension, which I signed recently, like you're sitting there like, do I love this job? And I really do. But you have to, I was taught a long time ago, there's two or three people who helped my path along the way in terms of guidance. And Bruce Gilbert, we talked about yesterday, a guy named Scott Masteller, who used to work with us over at the other place. And honestly, Scott Shapiro, who's one of my bosses here. And we talk about play the hits, play the hits, play the hits. Talk about the thing that people talk about the most. But there's also has to be an unselfishness about it. And you can't talk about necessarily what you think is important, what you want to talk about. Right? It's a really hard thing. And there have been, there are people that do it a different way. But every piece of data I've ever seen says, hey, you're going to last in this business, and I've been in this business for over 20 years, if you follow this one rule. Don't talk about what you want to talk about. Talk about what most people want to talk about. Well, going to be hard because I had a tweet that somehow spiraled into being viral and like 11 million impressions. And the tweet wasn't about me. People want to make it about me. So we'll talk about let's do second hour of the show. Is that okay? Okay, good. This is something I think everyone wants to talk about, but we're talking about the wrong thing. When the Denver Nuggets beat the LA Lakers for a second consecutive year, what was the point of discussion after the series was over? The LA Lakers. Right? I mean, look, some of it is they're the most or second most successful franchise. I think they're the most successful franchise in the history of the sport. Now, Boston people will tell you that's a bunch of bull. Right? That's a bunch of bull because, you know, they can get to, but the truth is that the Celtics and their level of success since the 80s has been one title. The Lakers, who were great in the 80s as arch rivals and in the 70s, have had the Kobe three-peat, the Kobe two-peat, and then the LeBron James championship. So they're the best or second best franchise in the history of the sport. I get it. LeBron James is somewhere between the best and one of the two or three, four best players in the history of the sport. So with that in mind, I get that we're going to talk about it. But there has to be a point in the argument or in the discussion where we sit there and go like, all of that is interesting, but the real point that matters is that Jokic is unbelievable, right? And that Aaron Gordon has went from being a star as the best player in Orlando to the third option and has totally dived into that role and has flourished because of it. Jamal Murray, who's never been an all-star, is a closer for them. In fact, he single-handedly closed out two games for the Nuggets. It's really a fascinating team. But we spend a lot of energy and time talking about the Lakers. Even today, we're going to get to, we have NBA guests. We talk about what the Lakers do. The Lakers aren't playing. They're not going to play for another 5 months. Doesn't matter. Well, last night, the Clippers got embarrassed by the Dallas Mavericks. This after an awesome performance in Game 4 to even the series at 2-2. And I was thinking about going to the game, and I'm like, So I grabbed my son. He went and played pickup ball at 24-Hour Fitness, which I will point out that my son told me I was no longer a hooper last night because the guy's like, you want to play? And I was going to work him out. And I had some like walking around Jordans on. You don't play in walking around Jordans. I didn't have any hoop shoes in my car. It's like, man, that's embarrassing. All hoopers should have a ball, shorts, hoop shoes in your car.
I have a question.
Yes.
I was just thinking that the other day. Mm. So are the walk around Jordans not made to play ball?
No, you can
Do
still play
them.
Do
they ruin your feet?
You can still play in them, absolutely.
Oh, okay.
But you just don't. These are Air Jordan 3s with a little white and red. They are dope shoes.
They are. You need to have two if you're going to play in one.
No, you don't. Just don't play in Jordan.
But if don't you're going, I mean, I don't play in Jordan, so I'm with Doug. But if you're gonna, then you have two pairs, right? And ones that you wear to play, and ones that you wear to look good in.
Yes, and I look good.
Yeah, threes are good.
And a lot of guys at the gym were like, I was like, I ain't playing in these. They're like, yeah, I get it. But then they're like, don't you have some shoes in your car? I'm like, actually, I don't.
And that's where you messed
that's
up.
That's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
It's a problem.
Yeah.
Anyway, the discussion today is going to be at least in small part about Russell Westbrook, who's had a disaster of a series, about Kawhi Leonard, who still can't get healthy, about playoff P, Paul George, who has carried this team at the past, couldn't last night. Or maybe it's about James Harden, who everyone likes to point out, he's just not as good a playoff player as he has been a regular season player when he's been a league MVP. And I could actually defend James Harden. Like, look, dude, he's 34 years old. Okay. And he's kind of an old 34. Like, Harden famously hasn't been one to super take care of his body. You know, big strip club guy when he was in Houston. Everybody knows that. Matter of fact, one of the reasons the Thunder moved off him when they went to the NBA Finals and then they traded him was, in addition to wanting a huge contract, which he ended up deserving when he was in Oklahoma City during the NBA Finals, which I think they were swept, or it was a gentleman's sweep, I forget, when they played the Miami Heat. Okay. Harden played poorly and they were upset because he kept going out in Miami. Dude likes to go out. What does that do? Shortens your career. Everybody knows that. But instead of talking about that, why don't we talk about the fact that Luka Doncic's probably the best or second best player in the league? Oh, that's not sexy. Like, look, I get it. It's likely the last Clipper game they'll play at what's called Crypto. Used to be Staples. They open their own place. They have questions in this upcoming offseason. They already re-signed Kawhi. Most people think they'll re-sign Paul George. But maybe they make a move. I don't know. You know, I don't know what you do with Harden. I don't know what you do with Westbrook. I do know that it doesn't feel like that's a championship roster. But the big portion is I've seen them be the best team in the NBA when Kawhi was healthy. But will Kawhi ever be healthy again? These are all reasonable discussions. But the top line should be, holy cow, is Luka good? Right? I mean, well, I actually thought this in watching the game last night. Can you imagine if Luka was from Iowa? No, I'm serious. If Luka was from Iowa, right? He looks like, if you didn't know, if his last name wasn't Doncic, right? If it was Luka Powell, Luka Green, he looked exactly the same, played exactly the same, only he was from Des Moines, Iowa. Would we then be talking about the fact that he had 35 points, 10 assists, 7 rebounds, 1 steal, 2 turnovers, 14 of 26, didn't shoot the 3 terribly well, doesn't blow by anybody, but goes by people? He's like Paul Pierce. You're like, is he, how does he do it? And yet, he was far and away the best player on the basketball floor last night. Complete control. He's so good that Kyrie Irving, who, and by the way, Kyrie, who I kind of like how he's playing with this team. And Kyrie didn't shoot the ball well last night. But Kyrie Irving will take a subsidiary role to him and just let Luka do his thing most of the game. That sacrifice of ego, one, shows growth from Kyrie, but also shows he knows how good that dude is. But that's not part of the discussion today. Right, it's James Harden was 2 of 12 and a minus 25. Right? Paul George was 4 of 13. Russell Westbrook was 2 of 11. Yikes. And they got beat by 30. They got 30-pieced at home. 30-pieced at home. So maybe it's just me dealing with the reality of that's how we view sports now. And we always side with the negative, and maybe that's how we've always dealt with media, with any story, with news stories as well. We always, if it bleeds, it leads. I get it. But holy cow, is Luka Doncic good. Right? Like, all the same pressure is on Luka. And it would be fair to say that, let me just read you something real quick, okay? Which is a better roster? I know Kawhi didn't play last night. And I understand that James Harden is 34, so he's a little bit older. But James Harden, Paul George, Russell Westbrook, right, along with Trey Mann and Zubac. Zubac actually played well. And Trey Mann. Or Luka and Kyrie, okay? Gafford, Derek Jones, P.J. Washington, Maxi Kleber, Derek Lively. And Derek Lively, by the way, they should add to Team USA. What a rim roller protector. He's awesome. The point is that if you want to say the Clippers didn't have Kawhi, that's fair. Even without Kawhi, you could make an argument that on paper, their roster is the same as the Clippers. The pressure is the same on Luka Doncic because Luka's team had a commanding 2-1 lead at home, had home court advantage, and Kawhi Leonard's out indefinitely, and they didn't take care of business this past Sunday. And Luka, with all that pressure on the road, just went in and completely annihilated the Clippers. I understand. Our job is to talk about what most people talk about, and most people want to talk about the Clippers and the Clipper curse and what are they doing with Kawhi ever be the same and playoff Paul George and why is James Harden suck in the playoffs and Russell Westbrook's washed and all those other things. But holy cow, is Luka Doncic good. And if he was from Des Moines, Iowa, there wouldn't be any of this negative discussion about him.
Let's focus on that. Let's focus on that because a couple weeks ago we had this discussion. Is America willing to embrace a foreign player as the face of the league? And I would say that, let's make it even more specific. Are they willing to embrace a white former player? A foreign player? And my answer is no. And I think it's not only because they're foreign-born and we like our homegrown products, but I also think that within the league, like there are a lot of Gilbert Arenas thinkers. In other words, Gilbert Arenas is dumb enough to say it out loud, but I think a lot of players have this like resentment towards the fact that the MVPs are foreign-born and that Luka's one of the best players and he's a white foreign-born player. I think there's a big aspect to that.
I disagree with you on Luka. I disagree with you on I don't think I think Luka, everybody thinks Luka's legit. If you polled NBA players and you're like, who's the best dude? He's like, not many dudes better than Luka. And I think the same thing would occur with Jokic, right? By the way, now we've kind of turned, people have turned on Embiid, right? We had Colin trade Embiid and people talk about Embiid, right? Like, dude, Joel Embiid, I understand that he's naturalized, he's an American citizen, but born in Cameroon, and people act like he stinks and he's amazing. He's just amazing. So, but I think that the story is not about the players and their level of respect. Do all black players respect Joker or Luka because of without the dynamic defense? Probably not. Joker's a lot better defensively than you think he is because he puts his body in the way. He knows how to, without protecting the rim, he protects the rim. And Luka's, again, same thing, uses his body, he's got size. It's not, he's not great defensively, but he's not terrible. But I don't think any of this comes from players in the NBA. Former players, some, maybe an offhand player or two or whatever. But I think this is a fan thing. I think fans have it ingrained in their head that the black player is the best player and the white player is not. And Luka plays in a way, and it really is similar. It's Larry Bird meets Paul Pierce meets, I think it's the combination of those two, and then you make him into like a point guard. Right? Meets kind of like James Harden in terms of how much he can dominate the basketball. But it's an amazing thing to watch his footwork. It's an amazing thing to watch him get off that step back. Everybody knows it's coming, and he still gets it off. He didn't shoot well last night, and he's still, again, can you play well when you're not shooting well? Yes. I just marvel at him. He's way bigger than you think. He's way more athletic than you think. He's way tougher than you think. And he is not bothered by the moment at all. And we can talk about all the pressure on the Clippers. There was just much pressure on Luka last night. By the way, here's Luka post-game and talking about the defense they played on James Harden.
So game four, James Harden got 33. Today, you guys locked him down to 7 points. What's something different or something special that you guys did from game four to game five?
I think D'Jones and PJ, you know, they play great defense. Kyrie was playing great defense, you know, pressuring him the whole time. And like I said, we just locked in, we're communicating. We know they're scouting, so we just follow the scouting.
Why do you think you guys were able to be so good defensively tonight?
I think we did a great job in a lot of games. I think two halves that we didn't play good defensively, but everybody's on the same page on defense. We're talking, we know what other players like to do, and we just watch a lot of film, we watch scouting, and we just focus. And I think the communication we have on defense is the key, and the energy.
Amazing. I get it. The Clippers let us down again, and they have a big time coach. I think Tyronn Lue is as good a coach as there is. They have on paper, when healthy, a great roster. But if the story last night is the Clippers, you were watching a different game than me. Yes, Monty Blanc.
I 100% agree with you. He is so good, Luka Doncic, but I cannot stand how much he whines. I cannot. Like, you are so good. You don't need to do that. There was one play, was it game four against the Clippers? And Westbrook had that, like, foul on him, and he whipped around really harsh to sell it. I was like, you're going to break your own arm on your own for being silly, for trying to sell it. That's the one thing I wish he wasn't doing.
He's very Euro in that
regard. He's very Euro in that.
And you're probably right, but he's so good.
I get it. I understand the complaining. I mean,
yeah.
And you're fair. LeBron complains. Just as much.
This is it. Yeah, LeBron is just as bad, if not worse.
Right.
Yeah, I just wish he wasn't like that. But you're right. European. Yeah.
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 But he's like constantly. Feels like he's constantly having a conversation with the other team.
Constantly.
With the fans, whatever. Like.
Yeah.
That dude's awesome.
He's so good.
He's so good. And yeah, it's an entire experience watching him.
Yeah, it's
with the officials, with his teammates. But if you walk away from that game and you want to talk about Westbrook and Harden, like it feels like the Laker thing all over again.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Tag team once again. Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Thoroughbred Racing has a new independent regulator, HISA, and it's implementing comprehensive reforms. The sport is combining hands-on care with cutting-edge technology to help keep athletes safe. To learn more, visit safetyrunsfirst.com. I think Darvin Ham's going to be fired today, tomorrow, as they do their exit interviews with the Lakers. Charles Barkley had this to say late last night on TNT.
Part of our job, we watch all the games and we watch all the talk shows. You know, a lot of these people on television, they're cowards because they want the players to like them. They don't want to do their job, which is to tell the truth. And I just want to say it's about coaching. Anybody who thinks the reason the Lakers suck is because of Darvin Ham or the reason the Suns suck is because of Frank Vogel, you don't know what you're talking about. Frank Vogel is a hell of a coach. Darvin Ham is a hell of a coach trying to get his career started. But for all you punks, idiots, and jackasses on other networks who want to be media and who want all the players to like y'all, do your damn job. The Lakers suck and the Suns suck because of the players. Has nothing to do with the coaches. I feel better now.
Yeah, I can tell. Looks like you are getting that off your chest.
I did. I hate it, man. You sit there like, Darvin Ham needs to get fired. Frank Vogel needs to get fired. Who put them teams together? Them trash-ass teams put together need to get fired. Them guys, they didn't just all of a sudden suck as coaches. People who put them teams together, they start packing up their stuff.
Hey, listen, the last part he said is accurate. These two things can both be true. Okay, the teams can be poorly constructed, but part of that construction can be with the coach. I've said this, like, I think Frank Vogel's a really good coach. He was a really bad fit for that team. That team was a mess because you kept Kevin Young, who's now the head coach at BYU, when he was a runner-up for the job. He has a close tie to Devin Booker. Okay, Devin Booker and KD, not a great fit together. right? They have different ways of looking at the game. And Kevin Young and Frank Vogel, not a great fit. And Frank Vogel, not a great fit for Booker. Brad Beal, not ready. Like, it was a... So I don't think you fire Frank Vogel, but one of the reasons you don't fire Frank Vogel is he won in Indy. He won in L.A. So he has that sort of credibility. Darvin Ham hadn't done anything. Darvin Ham's not a good coach, Charles. He's not. Okay? And you can sit there and go, the Lakers roster is trash. I don't love the Lakers roster. They made a bunch of mistakes along the way. A bunch of mistakes. Some of them were triggered by clutch. A lot of them were Palinkas in terms of trying to manage the thing. Right. But Darvin Ham, he's not a good coach for the Lakers. Darvin Ham, he just isn't. If you watched the games all season, kind of lost the team for a good portion of the year. That's one reason they sucked. Right. Now, Darvin Ham supported D'Angelo Russell. And I don't know if he was one of the ones that wanted to re-sign D'Angelo Russell, but D'Angelo Russell was not good. He was not good enough to play against Nuggets last year. He was not good enough to play against Nuggets this year. That's why they went out and got Gabe Vincent. But he wasn't healthy. But the question is, why'd you re-sign D'Angelo Russell? Remember, you only traded for D'Angelo Russell because you had to get rid of Russell Westbrook. And you only kept Russell Westbrook because Darvin Ham said he could work with him. And that didn't work out. And look, here's the only thing that matters. LeBron James, if he thinks Darvin Ham should be the head coach of the Lakers, Darvin Ham will be the head coach of the Lakers. If he doesn't, he'll allow them to fire whoever. Mark Medina joins us, Fox Sports Radio NBA insider. I love Charles. He's a friend. I texted with him last night and a little bit this morning about it. I work for a different network, but I don't care about that the players like me, if the coaches like me, whatever. I just, Darvin Ham's going to get fired, and everyone around the Lakers doesn't think it's a good fit. Am I wrong?
No, I think you're spot on. And look, I mean, kudos to you and Chuck for, you know, always telling the truth and how you feel. I mean, I think the point that you're making is things don't have to be mutually exclusive. The Lakers had a flawed roster. Some of it was good, some of it bad. And Darvin Ham, last season, he managed personalities well, but his X's and O's limitations, you know, were always there, and it glared even brighter his second season. So, you know, the Lakers haven't made anything official. I think it's telling that Rob Pelinka hasn't done any exit meetings. There's nothing planned, you know, this week as of now, at least for the media. So, but it just seems like it's a matter of time. And no one's saying this out loud, but I can't help but connect the dots here. You look at the Clippers facing potential elimination on Friday, Game 6. Ty Lue was a possible candidate a few years ago. Obviously, has history with LeBron James. He is, you know, among many qualities that he has that's well respected around the league, is he knows how to make adjustments. I can't just help but think that the two things are related here.
I tend to agree. He's a play hard, play harder, play together sort of guy, and that doesn't fit this team.
Yeah, and I think it's telling. I mean, I think that the Clippers deserve a lot of the blame for Game 5's debacle yesterday, but he's the one who shielded the players from scrutiny. He said, hey, I have to do a better job in putting James Harden and Russell Westbrook in a position to succeed, and I don't think that's correct. I think that those players didn't show up, but I think it speaks to the larger point that he has a better messaging with trying to show that he's going to find ways to protect players from themselves and, you know, maximize their strengths, shield them from their weaknesses. So, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if that's what they're doing. But the interesting backstory about this, Doug, is they had him as their first option,
right?
You know, after
only
firing Luke Walton.
Only offered him a three-year contract.
Yeah,
which is what they offered to everybody, but, you know, that's kind of the Laker way. Lakers are cheap. They've always been cheap towards everybody outside of the players. So it's kind of interesting. I said this, I tweeted this the other day, which the loser of this series, meaning if it's Ty Lue, see the next head coach of the Lakers?
I wouldn't be surprised. Again, this is no one saying anything about this directly to me. I'm just connecting the dots
so
and seeing the writing on the wall as you are. That would be my first guess. And I think that the other thing is there's no other available candidate right now unless they want to promote Phil Handy, who's a great, I think, assistant player development coach, and I think he'd do a good job. But, you know, if they're talking about win now and, you know, someone that has a definitive resume outside of Ty Lue potential being available, there's no one there. I mean, technically Frank Vogel could be, but they obviously already have history there, and that's not going to happen. So I think it will be Ty Lue.
Does Vogel keep his job?
Yeah. The Suns, I'm trying to make sense of their messaging because they seem to contradict themselves during exit meetings yesterday with Matt Ishbia and James Jones. My suspicion is that because Matt Ishbia put so much money into this roster and it flamed out and he wants to make changes, that's the low-hanging fruit that he'll do. It doesn't address the problems because it was mostly roster construction. But I think that, you know, that's the easy source of change before they have to make the potentially more difficult decisions of what they do with any of their big three. Because right now, this idea of improving from within, that doesn't seem realistic because the big three haven't been consistently healthy. They're role players. I think they've been more than vet minimum guys, but clearly it wasn't enough for them to have real playoff success. But then the other end is that they can't really do much from a cap perspective other than just shuffling some role players around. But that doesn't really address the problem to begin with.
I think they make him shuffle the staff. Yeah. I think they make him shuffle the staff and they see if, you know, I don't think they move off of the big three just because the one they'd want to move is immovable, which is Brad Beal. Mm-hmm. But that's what I think. But I agree with you. Ishbia had a great press conference where he's like, there's been no discussions. Like, that's what we're going to do the next couple of days. Wait, so which is it? That you're not discussing it or you haven't discussed it yet? It's that was a weird one. The Knicks come from behind to beat the Sixers in Philly. Then the Sixers come from behind to beat the Knicks in the Garden. And we have just kind of curious performances by Joel Embiid. How much pressure is there on Philadelphia to win?
Yeah, it's an interesting question because there's definitely pressure because of the fact that, you know, they've underachieved in the playoffs and Joel Embiid has been one of the MVP candidates. I think going into the series, there wasn't as much pressure only because they had the seventh seed. Joel Embiid's coming off an injury, even though they closed out the regular season with a strong winning streak. There was, you know, I think some wait and see expectations of knowing that he's going to be playing well and it's a net upgrade, but there could be some limitations. So I don't want to say I give them a pass if they lose the Knicks because they've been you know, disappointing in past seasons. But if the Knicks do advance, I'm more high on how the Knicks have been playing, especially without Julius Randle, than anything else. That's, again, I think to the earlier part of your segments, these things don't have to be mutually exclusive. Both things can be correct, but I would take away more about, hey, Jalen Brunson's amazing, and he's riding through the ups and downs of his own play, and the Knicks are very resilient as opposed to how the Sixers are faring or not faring.
Lillard or Giannis, likelihood either or both plays tonight?
Well, you know, technically it looks like more Damian Lillard's more likely to play. He was upgraded questionable. You know, Giannis is still considered doubtful. But even if Damian Lillard's more likely to play, there's still a lot of question marks as far as just what his workload's going to be. Those Achilles scares are very dicey, and you don't want to mess around with that. So, you know, my hunch is it seems more likely Damian plays than Giannis. But even if either of them play or if just Damian plays, it's going to be a limited workload, and they're going to have this mindset that, hey, guys like Chris Middleton and Bobby Portis are going to have to replicate what they did in Game 5 to avoid elimination against Indiana.
And none of this is talking about the actual great series, which is still upcoming, which is the Wolves against Nuggets. Can't wait to see that one. And then, of course, the Thunder await, likely we think the Mavericks or Luka's great performance. But we wait and we see what happens with the end of these series. Last thing, what's Miami do in the offseason to get back to where they want to be?
Yeah, that's a tough one, Doug, because I think the easy and most obvious answer is it's run its course. They got to, you know, blow it up and collect assets. But knowing how Pat Riley's been with the Heat, they'd never have gone through a rebuilding stage where they just start over. I mean, they've certainly had transitions post-LeBron exit, et cetera, but they've always been in the mix, and they've much rather have been a team that still has a fighting chance to make the playoffs as opposed to going lottery mode. And so with that, you know, backstory, my hunch is that they'll continue leaning on the fact that they have Eric Spoelstra and they'll try to make the most of their existing roster. But, you know, I'm a Bam Adebayo fan. He still has a lot of career left in him. But everywhere else, it's a lot of old players that they have to make tough decisions on. But, you know, I trust Pat Riley of how shrewd of an executive he is. But, you know, I'm skeptical that he wants to go down that lane and he'll continue to try to find that middle ground, as difficult as it is.
Marcus, is awesome stuff, man. Really appreciate you joining us. Enjoy the hoops tonight. We'll talk soon.
Always appreciate you, Doug.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
It's Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Welcome in. Hope you're having a great day. Get ready for a great weekend. We got a Thursday. Fridays just seem like Saturdays. Yeah, matter of fact, tomorrow, everybody take the day off. Kidding. Sort of. Let's get to Monza Bolaños for the game.
Game time!
This is game time.
It's game time.
On the Doug Gottlieb Show.
All right, well, I'm not coming in tomorrow, Doug. I was supposed to be here for your show, so I'm not going to come in. I got the day off. You guys heard it. But let's play a game, shall we? What are you playing, Sam?
I feel a draft.
I feel a draft.
Oh, we're spicing it up, are we?
Yeah, Dan's not here, so I can play my Estelle Costanza. He loathes hearing Estelle Costanza say, I feel a draft.
Gotcha.
I don't know why.
Yeah,
anyway,
no.
Let's get to the game.
Yes, let's do that. As you mentioned, Doug, teams are being eliminated from the NBA playoffs. They're headed to Cancun or other places. So we are going to draft vacation destinations, snake order, starting with Sam, then Doug, then Jason. Then I get back-to-back picks, back to Jason, Doug,
okay, I have a question here.
What?
Okay. When does the vacation take place? Right now?
Whenever you want it to.
No. It matters.
Let's like say now it's like spring break.
Like now.
March,
okay.
April. Well,
it's after spring break. It's right now.
Sure.
Let's just say
you just lost, and to clear your head, you're going to get away for a week.
Yes. Okay? Perfect.
Yeah. Everybody okay with that?
Yeah. Yes.
Because it does matter.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, because the
like
time of year.
You're not going to go to the tropics in the middle of the summer. It's hotter than the sun.
Yeah.
Right?
Right. I hear you.
Okay, go ahead.
Got it. Yes. All right. So, Sam, start things off. Where are you going?
All right, to clear my head, exit of the NBA playoffs, sad, but I'm going to go to like an isolated cabin in the woods, get a couple bottles of bourbon, you know, get some firewood, have like really slow internet or no internet, and just decompress, man. Just get like, I want it like something somewhere sunny in California, but it's like just remote. There's pine trees everywhere.
We're NBA players, right?
Yes, exactly.
No, it's okay. This is me.
No, I understand.
Not all guys want to go to camp. This is actually the whole idea.
I got it. Yeah. I went to Montana last summer, the Big Sky. It's amazing.
Alvin Kamara loves
Montana.
I've
been to Montana. Maine a ton. Maine is amazing.
Love the pines
a little
in Maine.
Cold still right now, but
yeah,
starting
it's a little
to get
chilly.
Beautiful.
Okay. But I would be going, yeah, and that's why California has like the sun and warms you. It's still cool out. That's where I'd go.
So. But what's the choice? Lake Tahoe? I mean, what?
You could say Tahoe. You could say like. But
no, no, no.
Yosemite.
You have to make a choice.
You have to draft the.
You have to draft
the
place.
A destination. Well,
the
idea, not what you're doing.
Not the
on
idea.
This destination.
Okay, I'll say Tahoe.
Okay.
It's a good choice.
Boring.
I've never been there.
I would have done Montana.
The sun's warmer here in California. This
it's
time
actually well.
You might be right. It's higher up. Yeah.
Well, the good thing is Doug's up.
A little early for
Montana.
Yeah.
Yes.
I did not say Montana.
It could snow.
That's not where I would go. I would not go to Montana. Okay, here's the thing. Remember, you're an NBA player. You've been in hotels.
Right.
Half the year.
Yes.
Okay, so you want to get out of the hotel sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you've also been in all these big cities. That's where you want to get away. I get that.
I'm with you.
Okay, I want a nonstop flight.
Yeah.
I want a nonstop flight. That's a big thing. Man, I mean, I've never been to Cabo.
Okay.
I've heard great things about Cabo, but I also don't want to end up with the old necktie, so there's some danger there. I think I would go to Kauai.
Okay.
Kauai. Is that the or Kona? No, how about Kona?
Kona.
Right. I'm going to go to Kona.
All right.
I
love Maui.
Brewery.
Maui obviously going through a rebuild and stuff. I don't know. I'm going to go to Kona.
There you go.
Tropical.
Not far.
Remote. I got money. That's it. That's my answer.
And you do this hand gesture all the time. Hang loose, man.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
I don't know why they're Jamaican all of a sudden.
Brah.
Brah. Yeah.
Brah.
Hey, man.
Jason, you're up.
Brah.
I've given a lot of thought to this.
Yes.
And by the way, I'm not pretending to be an NBA player. This is my personal choice.
Ooh.
I want to go to a place that has the least regulations.
Ooh.
Okay.
A place that does not have libel laws. Mm. A place that's not up to its eyeballs in insurance. In Queenstown, New Zealand, it has the highest bungee jump off of a bridge that you can go into.
I know. I've seen that. Yeah.
And they tie your ankles. They don't tie your waist. California, you got to tie the waist because it's safer. I don't want safe. I want ankles.
Okay.
And I don't want restrictions on my bungee cord.
I would say I want restrictions on my bungee cord.
He wants to flaunt death.
This is like extra
like
strength Tylenol.
Adrenaline.
Just like the old Seinfeld thing. How much will kill me, then dial back just a little bit.
Yes.
We got to circle back, right?
Yes. It's go ahead. You got to go too. I got back to back, and I'm with Doug. I want to go somewhere away. I want to just see colors that are not city colors. So in my back to back picks, I'm going to first go to the Maldives. Get away, right?
Nice.
I know. See the nice blue water. Then Ireland. So I could see also.
Hey.
Do you want to play golf? Or are you one of those like old white guys? The guys go play
the
like
scenery,
five rounds of golf?
The green in Ireland.
I've
also
been to Ireland.
I could go for some drinks in Ireland.
Hell yeah.
All right.
But yeah.
All right. You're up there, Jay Stu.
Good call, Monty.
I need to go to Switzerland.
Galway sounds awful.
You could,
Ireland sounds
bungee
awful.
Cord off a dam.
Switzerland? That's a good
Switzerland,
pick.
Yeah.
Okay. What? Now it's my pick?
Yes, you're up.
Greece. Santorini.
Okay.
Want to go badly.
Sam,
I will continue to bring it up.
Pick better this time.
The origin, the origin of pesto, Liguria, Italy, and it'd be beautiful this time of year, April, May. Still be not super hot.
No,
Liguria.
I'm big on Mediterranean this time of year.
I love
big time
pesto. So does Monty.
I do.
You
love
were here
pesto.
Last time we talked about pesto.
Who doesn't like pesto?
Who doesn't?
Pesto.
I mean, except for your partner with your breath. But other than that, forget about it.
And that's game time.
That's game, huh?
Game time.
This is game time on the Doug Gottlieb Show.
Once again, Jay Stu, Sam hijacked a good portion of that segment as we had to explain to him the simplicity and just pick a location. Coming up on the Doug Gottlieb Show, live from the TireRack.com studio, your boy's gone viral. We'll discuss and play some of what Dan Patrick said about it upcoming next on the Doug Gottlieb Show. You're on Fox Sports Radio.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hello, I'm Dr. Michael Mosley, and I want to let you know about my new immersive BBC Radio 4 podcast series, Deep Calm. It's all about how to tap into and activate a remarkable system that we all have hardwired inside of us, our relaxation response. And it's been developed to be listened to at any time you want to really unwind. I hope you'll listen wherever you get your BBC podcasts.